she wasn't afraid before. You say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she... Talking about the song, The Old Gray Mare, you'd say, The Old Gray Mare, she ain't what she used to be. What's the opposite of used to be? If you say, well, she used to be, you weren't talking about, if you weren't talking about that, but you're talking about the opposite. Say she wasn't. So you say you're asking this, you say, I don't understand why she's afraid. I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she, if she wasn't afraid before, suddenly she got afraid. You might say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She, if you're going to talk about used to be, but you'll say, I don't know why she's afraid now, because before
she was. You say she wasn't afraid before. I don't know why she's now.
You say she didn't used to be, or how would you say didn't used to be?
Didn't
or,
used to be afraid.
Or would you ever say usedn't to be? She usedn't to be afraid.
Yeah.
Or how would you say that? Just if you, now I was going to say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. How do you use
it? Now, someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty
careless.
Now, another thing, that if you're talking about, say, your Aunt Lizzie or something, you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything else? Quick. She acts kind of quick. Say crazy, you might say. She acts kind of quick. Kind of queer.
Queer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
word queer now? Has it changed its meaning now in recent years, or is it still meaning about the same thing to you?
Well, I know it'd be the same, but it's the same thing, meaning the same thing.
Mm-hmm. The man is very sure of his. Well, someone who makes up his mind and nothing can change his mind. You might say that person is mighty. The person makes up his mind about something and just won't change it. You might say, no matter what the situation, you might say that person is mighty.
Hard-headed, setting his ways, or something like that.
What about someone you can't joke with without making him lose his temper? You might say, well, that person is mighty. Somebody loses his temper when the least thing goes wrong.
He can't take a joke.
Mm-hmm. You might say he's
easy offended.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say he's mighty.
Catchy.
Mm-hmm. What about a person who reacts real strongly? It's like, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Mm-hmm.
If someone's about to lose his temper, you're about to go crazy, you might say, don't worry about it, just keep...
I'm just joking.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, if you were telling him, if you were trying to give him some help, you might say, no, don't worry about it, just...
relax.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, keep
quiet.
Keep calm. Keep calm.
Calm?
Mm-hmm. How would you say now? Could you say that for me? It's the other way you say it. Keep.
Just keep calm?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When would you use that? Would you just in the way I said, or use that? How would you use keep calm if you were talking to somebody?
What?
How would you use the term keep calm if you were talking to somebody?
Yeah, try to.
Mm-hmm. How would you use that?
Just keep calm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.